Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. Once again, we are on chapter 6, a very important chapter that is Tools of Trade, Data Analytics, ROI and Compliance. Up till now, we have studied about the evolution of marketing. We have studied about the customer and the different types of customer emerging. We have seen the phygital approach. We have seen the different platforms that are useful for building trust as well as relationship. But the real question lies, is your marketing effective? When we try to compare it with the numbers, we should be sure that whatever efforts that are put in marketing are justified, and it will help us to repeat our campaigns, without which every money spent would not produce business and results. At the same time, in this highly regulated environment, financial service providers have responsibility to comply with regulations, to have risk management systems in place. Only then they will act ethically and their systems will be legally sound. So this chapter is going to help us to ensure that we are running our business in a proper manner, profitability, ensuring sustainable growth. We are going to learn some metrics which will help us to measure our marketing performance. We will also learn how data analytics helps us to know whether what type of decisions the customers are taking. We'll also go into various aspects of compliances and these tools of trade, data analytics, ROI, and compliance will help us to ensure that we as financial service provider operate into a profitable business with a competitive edge, keeping our customers happy and build a trust and stronger relationship over a period of time. This chapter aims to equip students with practical tools to measure and improve marketing performance using data analytics, KPI, and ROI evaluation. It will also build awareness of compliance and ethical standards to ensure responsible data-driven decision-making. So friends, let's start with understanding what marketing metrics and KPIs are. Marketing decisions cannot rely on trial and error. You also cannot do marketing just on your gut feeling or higher level of creativity if your metrics are not showing good results. Every campaign must be measurable, justifiable, and accountable for a sound business. Financial marketers need measurable indicators to understand whether marketing campaigns, promotions, or customer engagement efforts are successful. And for that reason, marketing metrics are very useful. What exactly are marketing metrics? Marketing metrics are quantitative measures used to track specific marketing activities, such as how much accounts have been opened, how much email have resulted into conversions, and you can design different types of metrics based on your purpose. Then what are the key performance indicators, popularly known as the KPIs? KPIs are also metrics that indicate whether a marketing objective is being achieved. Again, KPIs can be designed for different functions of marketing, which we'll see in this chapter. So both marketing metrics and KPIs provide data-driven insights, they guide decision-making, they optimize marketing budgets, and improve customer targeting and engagement. And you can't just do marketing without metrics and KPIs. So in all, they help the financial service provider to grow both efficient and effective in the long run. So what are the different types of KPIs in financial marketing? We were going to study 6 of them. Acquisition KPIs, engagement KPIs, conversion KPIs, retention KPIs, financial performance KPIs, and cross-sell ratio KPIs. Let's go into it one by one. What are acquisition KPIs? Acquisition KPIs are metrics that show how much it costs to bring in a new customer. So your new business is measured with acquisition KPIs. It is not only new business, but how effective your marketing efforts are, because here we will see how much money you spent and how much customers you have acquired. The goal is to acquire new customers efficiently. For example, if you spend rupees 1000 on an ad campaign and get new customers, 10 new customers, say, your customer acquisition will be 1000 upon 10, that is rupees 100. The best example in financial services could be a bank offering a new credit card. Here, the customer acquisition cost measures the total cost of marketing altogether with ads and commissions or any other cost involved divided by the number of new cards opened. So every KPI will be based on how much efforts you put, how much resource you spend, and based on what is the output generated. Next, we understand the engagement KPIs. Engagement KPIs are metrics that help us to track how often and how deeply customers use the tool you provide, like your website or an app. And here the goal is to keep customers actively using your services. So when you track, you understand the level of engagement and you can decide your campaigns to further increase the engagement of the customer. And if at all the customer is not visiting, then you might send him nudges or some reminders or some communications by which you will understand the benefits of it and start using it. And your engagement KPI could increase. The best example could be a high mobile app login frequency. Means people prefer to manage their money through the app rather than calling or visiting a branch. In case of a financial service example, the best example of an engagement KPI could be an email click-through rate, which measures what percentage of customers who receive your email actually click a link in it, showing if your communication is relevant to them. Because it is important that what you send is seen, and what you send is seen automatically, it can create results. So your email has to be creative and engaging, only then it will have a high engagement KPI. What is a conversion KPI? Conversion KPI metrics measure the success rate of turning an interested person into an actually paying customer or a user of a specific product. So what is the goal of a conversion KPI? The goal of conversion KPI is to successfully move a potential customer through application or sign up process. Because many people may come and inquire, but how much of them will convert into opening your account or availing your service? This factor is measured through conversion KPIs. For example, if 100 people start filling out an application, but only 40 finish in it, your conversion rate is 40%. In case of a financial service, percentage of loan inquiries converted into sanctioned loan gives you the conversion KPIs. Here is how often a person who asks about a loan actually gets approved and accepts the money. Next, we will look into the retention KPIs. Retention KPIs metrics show that how good you are at keeping customers over a long term. So it is not only good or effective to acquire new business, but you should not lose your existing business. And here comes retention. So it's make sure that your competitor is not eating away your business or your customers. The goal of retention KPIs is to maximize the customer loyalty and lifetime value. For example, a net promoter score asks the customer, how likely are you to recommend our service to a friend? So what does that mean? Retention not only gives a lifetime value of the customer, but he can also refer your good services to more people who can increase your acquisition KPI. A high score indicates strong loyalty. So the financial service provider can ensure different steps to increase loyalty also, which in turn can improve the retention KPIs. In case of a financial service example, account dormancy rates measure the percentage of accounts that become inactive, no transaction for a long time, which is a sign of a potentially lost customer. Next, we look at the financial performance KPIs. These KPIs measure the monetary impact of marketing activities on the organization in terms of revenue, profitability, or financial growth. This, in short, is a sort of budget which is shared or targets that are put on the marketers. Here, the goal is to measure the financial impact of marketing activities and ensure the campaigns contribute to revenue growth and the profitability. The best example of a financial performance KPI is increased revenue generated from a new product sale by 15% in the next quarter. If you are to understand a financial service example of a financial performance KPI, a bank runs a campaign to promote personal loans. The KPI tracks the total loan disbursal amount from the campaign and revenue generated, because only when the loan amount is increased, the bank can earn interest. And here, this KPI can ensure that what amount of loans generate revenue for the bank or the financial service provider. Now let's look at the cross-sell ratio KPIs. Cross-sell ratio KPIs measures the average number of additional products or services a customer holds beyond their primary product. So how well you are selling to your existing customer. The goal of cross-sell ratio KPI is to increase customer value and deepen relationship by encouraging customers to adopt more products and services. Let's look at the example. Say a cross-sell ratio of 1.8 products per customer within 6 months tells us how much more products have been sold to the existing customer. In case of a financial service example, a customer who has a saving account also buys a credit card and opens a fixed deposit. The cross-sell ratio will be more as it tracks how many additional products are sold to each customer. Friends, we have learned KPIs needs to be aligned with business objectives. Marketers must set effective with crystal clear goals whose progress can be tracked, can be achieved in the market, and this also applies in a marketing scenario. KPIs must support the overall objectives of the financial service provider. For example, if a bank's objective is to increase the retail deposit growth, relevant KPIs should include average quarterly balance, number of new savings accounts, or average account balance growth. The common tools used in finance for tracking KPIs are Google Analytics, CRM dashboards, and business intelligence tools. What do Google Analytics do? Google Analytics tracks the website traffic, sources, and conversion. The CRM dashboards helps us to read customer profiles, sales activities, and product holdings. Whereas the business intelligence tools convert data into charts, trends, and performance reports. This helps a marketer to interpret important information from it. Tools and metrics helps marketers to understand how customers interact with the financial service provider and fine-tune their messaging and services to improve quality. Now, let's understand about data analytics in financial marketing. Data analytics explains why customers behave the way they do and how to target them effectively. We have various tools to mine into the data, understand the trends, understand the patterns, understand the behavior. Analytics enables marketers to understand customer behavior and preferences. It also helps marketers to identify high-value segments for targeted campaigns. Analytics can measure campaign effectiveness beyond surface-level metrics. It can also identify underperforming campaigns. We have various test variations like A-B testing for better engagements. Analytics can also help personalize offers based on behavior or predicted needs. Now, when we talk about data analytics, we have basically three types of data: the transaction data, the behavioral data, and the demographic data. When we talk about transaction data, it can include account deposits, credit card spends, loan repayments. When we talk about behavioral data, how well the customer is using the mobile app, their website interactions, the campaign responses history, this comes under the behavioral data. When we talk about the demographic data, in a particular region, what age group, what income group, what occupations, or in which geography is specifically availing your financial services, this can be very important to understand and design the marketing campaigns. By analyzing this data, financial marketers can make smart decisions, segment customers, predict outcomes, and even personalize the campaigns. By combining the transactional and demographic data, a bank can segment customers into high spenders, savings focused, or even investment oriented groups for targeted campaigns. There is another concept called attribution modeling and customer journey mapping. Let's understand these each one by one. With attribution modeling, marketers can figure out which specific marketing actions or touch points a customer saw or clicked along with their path before they complete a desired action, that is conversion, like applying for a loan or signing up for a service. Now, this attribution is very important for understanding the effectiveness of a touch point, for increasing the number of touch points, or for reducing the number of touch points. The popular touch points can increase, whereas the redundant can be removed from the system. For example, a Google ad with an email, with a Facebook post and a conversion can understand that Google ads are more effective. With customer journey mapping, as we have seen in the previous chapter, marketers can visually track and document the entire sequence of interactions a customer has with a financial services provider across all its channels, which could be a website, which could be an app, which could be a branch, which could be an email, or even a phone. The best example is payment reminders via app and email increases on-time payments, because the reminders could be on the basis of customer journey mapping. Now let's move into the types of analytics. We have seen there are three primary types of data. Now there could be four different types of analytics: descriptive analytics, diagnostic analytics, predictive analytics, and prescriptive analytics. Let's look at that one by one. What exactly is descriptive analytics? This is the most basic level. What it looks into? It looks into historical data to summarize the past events. And what is the goal of descriptive analytics? The goal is to describe the current and past situation. For example, providing a customer with a summary of their monthly credit card spend, or showing a bank how much customers deposited into savings account last quarter, could provide important clues to run campaigns or to plan some marketing strategies. The next type of analytics is diagnostic analytics. Diagnostic analytics goes deeper by looking for reasons, patterns, and causes behind the historical data. So just like a doctor diagnoses a disease of a customer, a marketer can diagnose the root cause of he or she availing the service or not. Diagnostic analytics helps the marketer to understand the root cause of an outcome. For example, analyzing the data to figure out why a specific group of customer isn't using a new mutual fund scheme. Maybe the sign-up process is too complicated or the fees are too high for that segment. The next type of analytics is predictive analytics. Predictive analytics uses historical trend and complex models to forecast the future outcomes. The goal of predictive analytics is to estimate the probability of future events. For example, a customer's payment history and debt load could predict the probability of them defaulting on a loan could be very useful prediction, or using data to forecast which insurance policies are likely to lapse, which means early expiry, could also help the marketing person to design some strategies. The fourth type of analytics we are going to discuss is the prescriptive analytics. Prescriptive analytics is the most advanced level. It uses predictions to recommend the best course of action to achieve a desired results. The goal of prescriptive analytics is to suggest specific actions to optimize the outcomes. Let's understand this with a simple example. A wealth management firm uses prescriptive analytics to recommend personalized investment products to a client, because the analysis predicts a gap in the retirement portfolio. It tells the advisor exactly what to offer. So this is not only effective, but fills the gap. It increases the financial literacy of the customer and helps him to buy a product which could be very useful for him based on his habits, based on his preferences, based on his behavior. Now, having understood the different types of analytics, let's understand what are the tools for financial marketing analytics. We are going to understand three types of tools. The first one, business intelligence tools, properly known as the BI, analytics programming, and the dashboarding and reporting. Let's understand this one by one. Business intelligence tools. The name itself tells us something specific of the business, more specifically about marketing. And here we have some popular tools such as the Power BI and the Tableau. How and where it is used. These programs are used to visualize data by creating easy to understand charts, graphs, and interactive dashboards. They take large complex data sets and turn them into clear pictures that help managers spot trends and make decisions quickly. So it becomes very easy for managers, without working on the data, they get clear paths to work for their strategies. The next type of tool is analytics programming. And here we have Python libraries like the Pandas, the NumPy, and the Scikit-learn. This can be used to perform deep, complex analysis. For example, the Pandas help clean and manage the data. The Scikit-learn is used for building advanced predictive models, which in turn can give beautiful information about why certain thing is happening in the marketing. And to see that and to report, we have the third tool, that is dashboarding and reporting. The most popular or tools that can be used could be Google Data Studio, CRM dashboards. There can be also more other popular tools. These are just for the sake of examples. And how it can be used? It can be used to create and share the standardized reports, which is centralized view of sales, customer service activity, and even marketing results. It can also show all the KPIs in one place, especially in today's world of digital banking, insurance, mutual funds, and multiple touch points. This analytics is no longer a luxury. It is a strategic necessity, because this analytics helps us to guarantee measurable marketing success and stay competitive. And it can be seen 24/7, whether you are in office or away from it. And based on it, you can promptly design strategies which can correct the mistakes or increase your growth.